from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's cooking? That's brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Donnie, football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zients. A few more minutes with me before we pass you along to Andrew Filippone. We are live at Old Stonewall, the It's About the Warrior Foundation golf outing, the fan foursome. We have not been able to find out how that team is looking. It was Paul Alexander, Paul Zients, Joe Starkey, and Chris Muller. I do know that I believe Paul Alexander had to get out of here early because he will be hosting starting at 2 o'clock on KDKA AM. So Alexander, who is a very good golfer, Malzi described him as an automatic fairway off the tee, which would always put you in a good position during these scramble events. I believe he had to get out of here after the first nine holes. So hopefully these guys had some ground that they could afford to let up a little bit on the back nine, because losing maybe their best hitter off the tee may not bode well. Austin Bechtold back behind the glass in the Green Tree Studios. Intern Trent back there as well. Austin, have you been able to snag IT from his other duties? I know he helps you out with the podcasting and such, but we have to bid him adieu. His final day interning with the fan this summer. Is he around?
Yes, IT is now currently getting situated with some headphones at the mic if you give him about 30 seconds. I mean, this might be the best thing that I can possibly do for you, Donnie.
Paul says he's listening right now from the BJ Dispatcher's.
You know how much we love our Paul pauses around here.
Oh, yeah. I should have had some built in today to let you hit that, but I mean, I guess it's a better time than never for that. Is IT ready to go in there?
Hello?
There he is.
I'm ready.
Ah, there he is.
IT, we appreciate your great work this summer. I'm sure Austin appreciates it greatly. I didn't get to work with you directly, but you just remember when you head back to school here that I was here you on your final day.
You were.
Paul Zients, Joe Starkey, they decided to play golf.
They ditched me.
In an outing.
I know, they ditched me. A little upsetting, but we'll get past it.
Are you heading back to school, final year here, or what's up with intern Trent after this summer internship is up?
Yeah, I'm headed back tomorrow, actually. This will be my final year at IUP, so.
Man, tomorrow, that's an early arrival.
Yeah, I got to be back a little early for hockey, but our training camp starts on Monday.
Oh, I didn't know you were a hockey guy. Well, my intern, Sonny Gray, he's a massive hockey guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
Hockey is like his version of football. That's all he likes talking about.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, yeah.
You guys could have bonded a little bit. What were some of your favorite memories with the group over the course of the summer? I mean, I know what kind of characters you're dealing with Zeiss and Starkey.
Yeah, there were a lot of good memories. One that definitely sticks out to me, though, is when Joe and Crowley arm wrestled before one of the shows. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, Joe got a nice little kick into that. I hope that Limits taught you well back there. That's one thing I was prideful of last year. Hopefully it helped with Sonny Gray this summer, but I was able to sort of cultivate intern Dom now into a part-time producer, so I was happy with my work. But I'm sure Limits was a very good teacher for you.
Yeah, he was awesome. I appreciate everything he did for me. Made me feel very welcomed and comfortable around the studio. Yeah, he's a great kid.
Yeah, I like IT. We've really bonded over the last couple of months, and you know, he doesn't talk much. You know, we've really gotten him to really get out of his shell over the last couple of weeks, especially. And he also had a hole-in-one on the golf course in the last couple of weeks.
Really?
So big congrats to IT. Zeiss put it out there on Twitter when I was away. So pumped for IT to get a hole-in-one.
Yeah.
What course, what hole?
It was Westmoreland Country Club, hole number 9.
Okay. Well, I'm from out that way, so I'm familiar with where you're talking about.
Yeah, hole number 9.
Man. Now, were you a high school golfer as well? Were you always pretty into it?
I've always been into golf, yeah, but I never actually played in high school. I was mainly focused on hockey. So,
man, I think the only hole in one I'll ever be getting will be on the mini golf course. I don't know what I would do if I got an actual hole in one in golf. That would be something. Well, IT, we appreciate all the stuff you did this summer. I'm sure Austin appreciates it as well. Wish I could have worked more closely with you, but being on different shows made that a little bit difficult. But I just wanted to say thanks as a station as a whole to you for your intern work this summer, and good luck in your final year at IUP.
Appreciate that. Yeah, thank you to everyone else who welcomed me, made me feel like one here. And Donnie, thank you for being with me on my last day.
I'm going to make sure that Joe and Paul know that I had a very, very nice goodbye for you while they were out here playing golf.
Yeah, let them know.
Limits, any big – I know we did white hot takes earlier, but we might as well predict this Pirate game tonight and the Steeler game tomorrow, what you expect out of these two games. I'll let you kick it off.
Yeah, I don't really care, Donnie, about like winners and losers if you win in the preseason or if you don't win in the preseason. We've seen that happen. Remember where the Browns went 0-16? They won all three games in the preseason. Who cares? The main thing is, how do guys perform in certain situations? I want to see Justin Fields. How does he, once again, go out there and factor into the offense? I don't want to see any fumbled exchanges, whether it be with Nate Herbig or with Zach Frazier, and I think that's a big part of it. Also, staying in the pocket, how does he do against, because I think he's going to face the Bills' first-team defense a little bit. How does he factor there? And defensively, I want to see Peyton Wilson continue to do his thing. How does Beanie Bishop fare against the Bills? Kind of a depleted wide receiver core compared to last year. Same thing with Dante Jackson and Desmond Elliott, Deshaun Elliott. Those are the guys that I think I'm mainly keeping an eye on, as well as some of these battles at wide receiver and the offensive line. So the offensive line, number one, that I'm looking out for. Number two is Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
Do the Pirates win tonight? Do they end the 10-game skid?
Yes, because Paul Skeens is on the mound. If it was anybody else, I would say no, but it's Skeens, and I just can't doubt his greatness, even though you said the Pirates are 9-6 in games he starts.
Yep.
That just is the tale of the city and how the Pirates have digressed over the past couple of weeks.
They won the game in Houston on July 29th, but they have lost three out of the last four Paul Skeens starts. I'm not uber confident that they get it done, but you know what? I'm just going to go back to that optimism well I'm going to take the Pirates to win tonight. A special Friday night at the ballpark. Maybe they come alive and they give Paul Skenes enough. I think he pitches well enough, certainly, to give them a chance to win. And the bullpen actually holds it down. I'm putting a lot of faith into these guys, I know. But it's got to end somewhere. Let's just say it ends at 10 games. And the big thing with the Steelers tomorrow, quickly, the offensive line for me. That's always the crew I'm looking at. And I think that Zach Frazier will solidify himself as the team's starting center tomorrow as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Before we pass you off to Andrew Filippone, a thank you to everyone who joined us today, Ray Fittipaldo, Ben Tenuta, Bob Walk. A thank you to City Limits Behind the Glass. A thank you to IT as well on his last day. And a thank you to Seth Davis here live with me at Old Stonewall, the It's About the Warrior Foundation golf outing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.